From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Luke Burbank, Roxanne Roberts, and Alonzo Bowden. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl consoles Rick Santorum for his loss in Michigan in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, a panel with some more questions for you from the week's news. Alonzo, possibly the worst case of cell phone use while driving ever happened this week when a man tweeted while driving where?
He was driving in a NASCAR race, and there was like an explosion in front of him.
Right.
And he tweeted about the explosion.
That's exactly right. Yes, NASCAR drivers approach 200 miles per hour while racing, and tweeting while driving is insanely dangerous in any case. But on the other hand, any pedestrian trying to cross Daytona International Speedway during a race has it coming. Driver Brad Keselowski used his phone to tweet pics of a crash and interact with fans, and then he used the phone's GPS to get directions for the rest of the race. Left. 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 Now, to be fair to Mr. Keselowski, the race was under a red flag. They were all stopped due to the crash. And the crash, though, was caused because a NASCAR driver, Tony Stewart, was distracted putting on mascara in his rearview mirror, which you should also never do.
You should not have a guy who's driving a NASCAR car tweet at any point during the race. Do we need more kind of like reinforcement that this is a good idea in the car?
I want to know. I mean, I don't know much about NASCAR, but I know that they're not normal cars. They got roll cages inside there. You're wearing these fireproof suits and helmets and Kevlar. And this guy's all kitted up to go race. He's like, oh, I got to bring my phone. What is he bringing his phone for?
That's what I wondered. Like, did the team even know? Because they check everything in the car and they're like, he has a phone?
He has a thing he bought on SkyMall. It's a little holder for the phone. Okay, guys, he's not an idiot.
Luke, the Los Angeles Times told the story this week of a Las Vegas man who fancied himself a hitman for hire, and he was busted after he foolishly did what?
He was trying to be a hitman in Las Vegas?
Yes.
He just, okay, take a hit out on Siegfried and Roy? Too soon?
Too soon. Well, it's the 21st century. What's the first thing you did to set up a business?
He had some kind of online
business. Yes, he created the website hitmanforhire.net.
What's amazing is hitmanforhire.com was taken.
Apparently.
But he still went for it.
A note on the homepage read, "Thanks to the internet, ordering a hit has never been easier." The Las Vegas poker dealer thought he'd devised the perfect solution to his lagging killing for money business. Didn't take long for the FBI to track him down. All they had to do was click on the arrest me link on the homepage.
Isn't this why the mob is truly going broke? First they lose the gambling in Vegas. Now the hits are going online.
Yeah, it's going online. And it's such a shame because although, you know, the bricks and mortar mom and pop hitman businesses can't compete with the internet. They're undercutting their prices.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I always shop locally for my assassins. It costs a little more, but I think it adds to the community that we have people involved in retail murder.
Well, I go down on Saturday mornings to the farmer's market and get mine just to keep it really.
Because you want your hits locally sourced.
Yeah, fresh.
It's only a matter of time before Amazon is providing hits with free shipping.
Oh, it's terrible. Alonzo, people use Facebook to choose dates or parties to go to, but pretty soon you'll be able to use Facebook profiles to help you choose what?
Well, they're coming out with this new ad campaign, so wouldn't it be to choose anything?
No. This is a specific purpose that Facebook is being put to. Excuse me. Let me give you a hint. I mean, you'll be looking for someone when you go on Facebook to do this search, looking for someone who never needs to get up to use the bathroom and hates to even touch the shared armrest.
Oh, that airline seats.
Yes.
You can partner with somebody
exactly,
on an airline. You
exactly
can find
right.
If you have common interests or if they... Women really like a creepy guy next to them.
Right.
Talking for 2 hours as they're trapped in a seat. Because a lot of women are going to sign up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. The Dutch airline KLM is launching Meet and Seat, which would also be a good name for a steakhouse. Users upload their Facebook data, and you can look at it to decide who you want to sit next to. KLM hopes people will use it for networking. You know, you say, oh, look, it's an insurance salesman. I'm in need of insurance. I will sit next to him. But this is going to be a disaster, because if you think about it, the only thing worse than sitting next to a stranger for 4 hours is sitting next to a stranger who really wants to sit next to you.
So what's your strategy for politely not talking to the person on the plane next to you?
I actually get on the plane with my headphones on and an angry look.
The other thing you can do, if this is imposed on us, is leverage your Facebook profile to get a row all to yourself. Likes. Frequent urination, air sickness. Dislikes, bathing.
I had that guy on the way out here.
Did you really? Luke, a hospital in Stockholm, Sweden, caused a bit of a stir when it posted a help wanted ad for nurses that are what?
My first just gut reaction is sexy.
Yes. They actually posted an ad looking for, and this is the standard they used, TV series hot. If this seems wildly sexist and discriminatory, that's because it is. The sexy nurse is, of course, a classic, you know, trope, much like the sexy French maid, or the naughty crossing guard, or the magnetically attractive public radio host. Would having a sexy nurse, having a sexy nurse wouldn't do anybody any good, though, in the real world.
Under what circumstance would it be bad?